Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, it's a big night for Mark English. He runs in the 800 metres final this evening in the European Championships in Munich.
Yes, absolutely. It's 6:40, at 20 minutes to 7. It goes live, obviously, the European 800 metres final, Owen. And, you know, in some ways, having watched his performance through the season, you could say it's the biggest opportunity and indeed the biggest night of his career, really, or it could be if everything goes according to plan, really. It's a serious opportunity for him, and it's 20 minutes to 7 tonight.
Yeah, Mark's been involved in many big nights. Well, what's his expectations heading into tonight?
Well, I would have no doubt. I mean, indeed, he has had many, many big nights, many good days, and he's a fellow that has won 3 European Championship medals, which is rather unique in the Irish sense, in the Irish scene, as a return for a career, and you know that's something special. But you move on. Zurich has been I can't remember how many years it was since his last medal outdoors, and tonight there is an opportunity to win the European title. There's certainly an opportunity to win a medal, and there's nobody in that field there's nobody that stand out. You would say, well, there's the man to beat. Of course, Jeff Whiteman, the English fella, he won the World 1500 metres title in Oregon not so long ago. He's in great form. He's very confident. He ran a very good 1000 metres in Monaco about 10 days ago. So, you'd be scared of him to a point. And you'd be scared of the guy that won the heat, that Marcos and Garcia from Spain. But, there are others. There's always going to be others. When you get to the sharp end of a European or world event, there's always going to be serious, serious elite athletes in the field, world-class athletes. So, but he is a world-class athlete, and he's in the final, and he is one, in my opinion, one of the favourites for the event.
Yeah, and Patsy, Mark, does he want more than just reaching the final? Does he want to get this medals? Does he want to aim for gold?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and he does, of course he does. And, one of the things that everybody's saying about him, and I was very first to say it about him, well, one of the first people to say it about him, remark on how controlled he is and how controlled he has been, not only now in these championships through the preliminaries, through the semi-final, but also back in Oregon. He was a serious, mature, controlled athlete. And, he really and absolutely knew what he was doing, how he was going to do it, and it worked out for him in every respect. So, I have a feeling he's in a better place than ever he's been as he enters, on the basis of what has happened in recent weeks, as he enters this event tonight. So I'm confident, and I know that he wants the medal. I know that he's prepared hard for this medal. I know that he's mentally strong and ready to go. And, it's just going to be like, look, as I said a day or two ago, to Oisin, I think it was, Owen, 800 metres is a wee bit of a lottery, because if a gap doesn't open, if you get fenced in, if you don't get an opportunity to break when you want to break, that can impede you, that can wreck your chances, and that's 800 metres running. If somebody nudges you at the wrong time and knocks you when you're ready to do this or that, all of those things can happen. Yet on the home straight, if a gap opens and you're there for it, then you take the opportunity. It's just like there's a wee bit of a lottery in 800 metres. It's a wild, intense event. It's just an event that you can't absolutely call unless you're somebody like David Rudisha, who hits the front and you never see him again. You know what I mean? So basically, it's that kind of event, and that's the scary part. That's the part that scares you, in that, it may not all go to plan. He will have a race plan. He'll execute that plan. That'll be his intention. So, we just have to really hope that it works for him tonight.